fact, Andy and John Dorsey, what did you know? What did you see coming for the last half of the season?
Well, we were in London at the time and had won the game against Pittsburgh the week before. And for me, it really goes back to the job they've done over the last 2.5 years since they've been here, almost three now. You know, their body of work in three seasons with us has been fantastic. And although we were disappointed in the five-game losing streak at the beginning of the season, I sense that they had a chance to turn around, and sure enough, they have.
Clark, at 1-5 before that, do you feel a need to take some inventory with them? I mean, do you guys end up talking about what's really going on underneath and where this all is?
Well, we talk every week, and obviously when you're losing, those conversations are a little bit harder. And Andy said the key was, look, we got to just keep focused on our next opponent. And that's what he did. And we got that first victory, which I think really lifted the team's spirit, went to London. I think the team had a great experience over there, obviously won the game, and it just took off from there.
How hard is it to be in your seat when it's 1-5, though? I mean, because you must seek reassurance in some way, and it must be hard to see.
Yeah, well, it's just incredibly disappointing. And, you know, whether you're a fan, a player, a coach, or sitting in my seat, it was just a disappointing start to what we thought was going to be a very special year. It's turned out that way, but it didn't play out, I would say, as we thought it might.
You made a comment at the Super Bowl last year that you believed this was a group with Alex Smith that was capable of making a Super Bowl. How's that changed between the point they were 1-5 to now?
Well, clearly when you're 1-5, you're not thinking about the playoffs or the Super Bowl. You're thinking about getting a victory and getting out of the losing streak. Once we started stringing some victories together, I became optimistic that we could maybe carry it all the way to the end of the season and make the playoffs, and that's the way it's played out.
Clark, in retrospect, at 1-5, you know, as the owner, you're competitive, you want to win. I mean, how much do you have to at least consider, like, making changes? Like, do you have to think about yourself, about the process? Like, what is that process like?
Well, I'm a big believer in continuity, and I'm a big believer in Andy Reid and John Dorsey. And although I was very disappointed, I wasn't at all thinking about making a change because, again, it goes back to the job they've done since they've been here. You know, they took us after a very disappointing 2012 season to the playoffs the next year. We narrowly missed the playoffs last year. And all of us thought this was probably the best team that we've had since they've been here. And we were just disappointed, but I had a sense that they might be able to turn it around.
Clark, through the role, there have been, I mean, the weather hasn't been the greatest, but there have been a lot of empty seats here. Does that concern, or is there concern, is that to, over a possible home playoff game? Was that does that spill over into that?
No, our fans are fantastic, and I know if we're fortunate enough to win the division and host a home field game, next week, that our fans will be here supporting us. We have had some bad weather this year, and that happens sometimes, and it's cold in December. I understand that, but our fans are fantastic, and they'll be out here supporting us.
Are you guys still going to do some of the things you did, like off the field, that led to you having some of that early schedule, right? Like you still had the American Royal. You requested some of those weekends off. Like, do you anticipate doing some of the same things next year? Like, would the schedule be just as hard, or do you think it would be?
Well, I don't want to really comment on the schedule because the way it's played out for us has worked out, so I don't think it's been a negative. We do have a number of things that create conflicts at the stadium, whether they're college football games or the American Royal, and we have to work with the league on that. We do emphasize every year that we would like to host as many games as possible in September and October. For some reason, that doesn't seem to happen every year. This year, we had the additional complication of going to London. We won't be going overseas next year, so I don't anticipate that at least being part of the issue.
Clark, what's your understanding how Andy's going to approach today's game? I mean, are you going to play all out to win this one?
He is going to play all out to win it. He and I spoke about it early in the week. We have a chance to win the division. Get a home playoff game. He understands how important that is, and so I anticipate we'll be going full bore today.
How pleasantly surprised are you that you were able to lose Jamaal Charles and Justin Houston, Tom Ali a little bit, and still go on this 9-game winning streak?
Well, first of all, you never want to lose players like those guys. Those are the core guys on our team, some of the best players that we have. When Jamaal was injured early in the season, I think that was very deflating for the team. And the job that Andy and the leadership did in terms of getting the team to stick together and continue to believe that they could win despite his loss, I think was tremendous. The same thing has happened here late in the season with Justin being down.
Clark, you mentioned leadership. What are some of the specific qualities from Andy Reid that stand out to you?
I would say, first of all, he's very much of a calming influence. He doesn't get too high or too down, depending on what's going on during the course of a season. He continues to tell the guys to believe in themselves, to stick together. He does that with his coaching staff, and he does it with the players. And I think that was probably the key to the turnaround early in the season.
Clark, what's your sense that this could be our last look at the Oakland Raiders?
Well, it's premature to talk about that at this point. Obviously, we've had a tremendous rivalry with the Raiders going back 55, 56 years, and I hope we continue to have that rivalry in the future.
Well, you're on the committee that's going to meet this week. What are you expecting to hear before the big meeting? What do you want to hear from these three franchises?
Well, there's still a lot of information that we need to look at. First of all, I don't know who's put in or who will be putting in a bid to relocate. We suspect that the Raiders may be one of those teams. And also we need to consider the opportunities that have been put forward by the markets, by Oakland, by St. Louis, by San Diego for the teams to stay. So we'll be going through all that this week. And then on to the league meeting the following week.
All right, so do you feel kind of in a quandary? You got a Missouri team that you got a good relationship with, and your two oldest AFL rivals could be on the move Where are you on this?
Well, I really think the best thing for the National Football League, when possible, is for teams to stay where they are. All three of those teams have tremendous fan bases in their home markets. In an ideal world, I'd like to see them all stay where they are. It's probably not going to work out that way. There'll be at least one team that moves to L.A. I can't speculate on who it'll be at this point.
Clark, do you expect the team to be in L.A. in 2016?
I do.
Clark, there was a report a couple months ago that the Chiefs, Poles, Raiders, Chargers moved to L.A. without realignment. Is there any truth to that?
I saw that report, and there was no truth to it at all.
We don't really know much about DeAnthony Thomas and what's going on with him. Is there any information you can provide for us? It's kind of a new territory with a player in a situation like this.
Right. I'm really going to have to leave it at what Coach Reed shared earlier in the week, which is it's a personal situation, and we just can't really comment more on it at this point.
A couple more, guys.
Clark, again, sorry to harp on the 1-5, but it's really about the contrast now. What differentiated your belief and what was able to be stabilized from when you guys were having some tough years a few years ago? What was it about Andy or about the team that kept it from going off the rails?
Well, I mentioned it earlier. First of all, I think we have tremendous leadership in the locker room with some of our veteran players, Justin Houston, Eric Berry, DJ, Alex Smith. And I think that combined with Andy and his very veteran coaching staff was able to keep the guys focused. A lot of teams at 1-5 might have packed it in. But we didn't, and I think that's really a credit to the coaching staff and that leadership in the locker room.
All right, we'll go Terrez, then Adam, then we're done.
Derek Johnson, Tom Mahali, Eric Berry, three of your most popular players, guys I get asked about the most. Free agents. From an owner's point of view, you're going to let your guys do your job, but going to be a serious effort to bring these guys. I mean, do you anticipate them coming back next year?
Well, I won't comment on any one of them specifically, but all of them are very important to this franchise. And one of the things I like best about pro football is when players stay with the team that they were drafted with for their entire career. That doesn't happen a lot anymore, but if we could have all those guys back, I would love it.
Last one, Adam.
Clark, obviously matchup plays into this and home and road plays into it, but do you feel like this team is equipped to not only maybe win one playoff game, but maybe go deep in the playoffs this year?
I really do. And I think it goes back to a lot of what we've already talked about in terms of the coaching staff and the leadership that we have in the locker room. Clearly, the guys all believe in each other. They've had to do that to sustain the winning streak for the past 9 weeks. And if we can carry that momentum into the playoffs, I think we've got a legitimate shot.